Hi.
Hey guys.
Money in the Bank is Saturday.
Wah wah.
Wah wah. And everybody's hurt.
Including me.
Including Jen, who slipped in the shower.
Oh man.
Including my grandma, who had surgery. And yeah. Here we are.
But Cody did an interview where he sounded like he's going to be up to something.
Cody, Cody's going to win the Money in the Bank. Fucking watch. It's like, okay, I told a friend of the show, Whitney, who is like obsessed with Cody. I go, they got one freaking open spot. You know who's going to be in the open spot. And I don't know how the fuck he's going to do it. But like, girl, somebody said, what if he has like a surrogate? Winner.
Oh, like someone in his place. Tribute.
Yeah. A tribute. Like a tribute. He's gonna have somebody volunteer his tribute.
Yeah.
It was so funny because everyone's like, oh my god, it's gonna be Wyndham in that spot. I'm like, if Wyndham wins that fucking briefcase for him and gives it to him, I'm gonna be like, are you stupid? Like, and she's like, oh no, I would love it. I'm like, no.
I'm sure she would.
I'd be like, no, he should keep it. That's his. That's his. Damn it. Anyway. Also, like, he didn't even get pinned. Roman pinned Braun, not him. So technically, he should still have his belts.
There you go.
Bingo. Anyway. Also, we're a month away from our trip.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's coming up fast.
How's the diet?
I didn't get crumble this week. I didn't get crumble. My grandma said it looks like I'm losing weight too. So I was like, I hope she wasn't just being nice. Which is very possible.
Nah.
She could just be like, wow, you're losing weight. We'll see. We'll see how this goes, but I'm not too worried because all my clothes fit, even though I'm still fat. So
you're not fat, but it's good that your clothes fit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have like fat hanging over places. But anyway, guys, I want to say excited. I'm cautiously optimistic about Money in the Bank. Cautiously optimistic. SummerSlam. I don't fucking know.
No, it's good. No, it's going to be a shit show.
But like, remember though, and this is what I keep thinking about. So like, WrestleMania 31 was a shit show on paper, right? But then it turned out to be really good. So I'm kind of like, if not, we could just have a sing-along to all the entrances.
And leave early like last time.
Oh, we're leaving. She's like, but what if like Seth cashes in? I'm like,
I know, we want to be there for that.
I know. That's why I'm like, damn it, then we can't leave early. You know, and Whitney's like, what if Cody's there? I'm like, he ain't gonna be there.
It's not that far from his house. He might be.
Well, he might he do ride like with access. Us.
He could ride oh, with no. us.
That would be the worst.
It's the I'd same drive. Him.
I throw him out of the we'll like look next to us and his stupid bus will be there. I'll be like, fuck that guy.
Oh,
fuck
man.
That guy. Though like the sing along portion would be good if he was there. Because we're at least gonna be able to sing along to Pat's theme song.
There you go.
And maybe Cena. There you go. We'll see. But like, okay. The best part of the whole thing is it's Whitney's first pay-per-view.
Right.
She's only been to one Raw and maybe a house show. So this is a big thing. So like maybe we'll have fun because she's having fun.
Like I'll have fun because I'll be drinking.
We'll just be kind of jaded about it though. We'll be like, it's not WrestleMania, but you know.
I'll just be happy to not be home.
That's true.
Or at work. Like,
I'll be like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be happy not being at a wrestling event alone.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll just be happy for that. I'll be like, guys, this is great. Having people to go with.
Mm.
Not talking to myself, which got really weird. It's like talking to myself and answering myself. That was a little weird. Anyway, let's do our predictions for Shit Show in the Bank, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Oh my God. I keep yawning already. Okay. The matches that are currently announced. Mind you, this is June 29th at 5:07 p.m. Pacific time. So this could change. We still got one more SmackDown. But we have the first match. Austin, I Snapchat 13-year-old girls allegedly theory versus Bobby Lashley.
Theory is going to win.
See, I don't think so. You know why?
Why?
I think Cena's going to fuck him over.
Well, that could be. That could be.
I think Cena might fuck him over because Cena versus Theory doesn't need a belt.
Hmm.
See where I'm going with this?
Could be.
So you could, if we're going to go, let's think about SummerSlam here. If we're going to brainstorm, Bobby Lashley could go against The Miz for the U.S. belt. He could go against Damian Priest.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor. So yes, there's options. We got options. I am going Bobby Lashley though, but I don't think it'll be clean. I think John Cena, even have Cena's music just play,
right,
and then like screw him over. The Usos versus the Street Profits for both belts. Usos.
I don't know.
I don't think they're losing them to SummerSlam.
Oh, maybe not.
And I don't think it's going to be to the Street Profits. That's just my...
I don't know. Probably not. You're probably right. But they're really pushing Montez forward, though. Like, I don't know.
I think either they're going to want to give him a stadium win. If they're going to give it to the Street Profits, they want to give him... like a big win.
Maybe,
like
he's about to go on his own.
Could be.
He's bulked up. Have you seen him?
He has.
Yeah. He looks more like how he did when he first came to NXT.
But you know what, though? Like, tag team-wise, you know how, like, we'll use, like, Enzo and Cass, Otis and Tucker. Like, you have one person who's just kind of, like, the bleh of it.
Right.
Angelo Dawkins is not bleh.
Like, no,
he can cut a promo, and he's actually pretty good. So, but I don't think they're gonna break him up. I don't think so.
We shall see.
I don't think they will, but I do think the Usos will retain because I feel like they will lose them closer to when Roman loses, and Roman's not losing. Roman's not even defending on this pay per view.
Roman's so. Not there.
I think Roman will be there, but I don't think he's gonna defend. Ronda, I deny Sandy Hook Rousey versus Natalia, who has an OnlyFans ish with her sister.
God, you see this picture she's posting where her and her sister have their boobs out and they're eating cupcakes. Yeah,
it's really gross.
It's too much titties, too much.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like here's the thing. I don't think I would feel so uncomfortable if they weren't pushing like an incest angle to it.
Right.
Like that's kind of the undertone of every post is like, watch me and my sister naked together.
It has 10,000 likes on Twitter, that picture.
Ew. But I'm just saying, like, I think that's why I get this, like, I get weirded out by it because like that's definitely the undertone of every photo is like, there's that slight, like, me and my sister are going to do things. And men are like, oh, really? Let's watch.
That's so gross.
It's disgusting.
It's like, you get this is not porn, right? They're not fake sisters.
They're not fake. Like, no. They're not even step, like, not blood related. They are full ass blood related.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross. Rhonda's gonna retain.
Yeah.
But, like, Natty has been popping off on her, and it's been great.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm here for that. Bianca Belair versus Carmella. I think we all know who is going to win this one.
Bless her heart.
Bianca Belair. Sorry, Carmella. I do love you, Carmella, but this ain't the time.
No.
People are saying, what if it's Sasha? I go, if that's the case, Carmella needs to be like, no. First Becky, now this? I don't think so. No. No, no, no. All right. The women's Money in the Bank. Lacey Evans versus Alexa Bliss versus Liv Morgan versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Asuka versus Shotzi versus Becky Lynch for the women's Money in the Bank.
I think it's going to be Liv, but I can see them giving it to Lacey. Because they really have nothing for her to do.
Well, they'd have nothing for Shotzi, and I'd prefer Shotzi.
No, but they're not going to give it to Shotzi.
See, I feel like it's either going to be Becky or Liv. And this is the thing with Becky, is like, you notice that the fans don't hate her. Like, she's supposed to be hated, and nobody really hates her. Like, right. They're just like, Becky, what the fuck are you doing? Like, it's not like, Becky, we fucking hate you. It's like, Becky, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Like, stop. Stop, Becky. And then, like, she's supposed to be the heel. And then, like, half the shit she says is true. Like, so I don't know why. It's like Sami Zayn. What he says is true. How am I supposed to hate him? Mm. He's telling the truth.
That's true.
No. So I don't know. I kind of think Liv. I think they're gonna do Liv, but if they're doing Liv, they need to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't have her fail this cash in. Like, if she fails that cash in, it's done.
Yeah.
Like,
bless her heart.
That's why part of me is like, maybe they don't give it to Liv for that reason. Unless this is like, we're gonna fucking do it right now. This is it. Cause like, we're not about that shit. Just saying, we're not about that shit. All right. The men's Money in the Bank. Seth Franklin frickin' Rollins. Versus Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus versus Almost versus Sammy versus Riddle versus a mystery opponent for the men's Money in the Bank. Who we think is, I think everybody is at this point thinking is Cody Rhodes. Right. Or somebody who will be the tribute of Cody Rhodes.
Okay. If it is a tribute for Cody Rhodes, then that's who's going to win. If it's not, it could be Cena, I guess.
I don't think it's going to be Cena.
But who else would be like a mystery other than Cena? I'm just naming people. Like, who else would be like a mystery? Like, somebody surprising. I can't think of anybody. Nobody's like about to come back that's been hurt. Everybody's currently hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say everybody's currently hurt.
Yeah.
No, because he's still NXT champion, huh? I was going to say Bron Breakker.
Maybe.
Bron Breakker does it as a tribute to Cody Rhodes.
Maybe.
It could work. The Steiners and Rhodes thing?
Maybe.
I mean, they're both from Georgia. They're both, like, really, Bron Breakker wouldn't care if...
That's true.
He wouldn't care to hand it over to Cody.
So if it's not,
I'd say that, MJF, but he's possibly still under contract.
We don't know.
We don't know. Oh, that'd be fucking insane. MJF walks out. We're like, He's like, my best friend.
Yeah.
He's like, my best friend, the American roller coaster, Cody Rhodes. What the fuck? And then he's like, Tony Khan, you beep and beep.
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be okay, funny.
Let's say that doesn't happen. Let's say it's some
fantasy booking.
Let's say it's some throwaway nobody that's not representing Cody or whatever. I would say between Seth and Riddle.
I'm gonna go with my original two, Sammy Wow Wow or Seth. Only because Sammy Wow Wow.
He wants to be in that bloodline.
It kind of made me think about it on Friday when he was like having that promo with Heyman, and he's like, well, I'm not going to beat Roman for the belt. And Heyman's like, yeah, like, okay, yeah, he's not going to do it. He's like, no, I'm going to beat Brock.
Hmm.
Part of me is like, ooh. Also, could it be AJ Styles as a tribute?
No, maybe.
Because remember, AJ's doing this whole like, I can't believe you did this to my friend Cody Rhodes, which is like, we've realized is the dumbest thing to say, because the second you say, why did you do that to Cody Rhodes, something terrible happens to you. Riddle, AJ, you both got, just don't mention it anymore. If not, fuck, he may just climb the ladder himself. With like
I think
one
that's
arm.
Possible. I really do.
Pull up Brock when he won. I don't know. See that one to be determined spot is that's the spot that I'm like,
But what if they're like punking us and it's like nobody? It's like nothing. It's just something stupid.
I mean, it could be something stupid. Let's be honest. Like it is WWE. It's Vince. Vince is gonna. It's like, I've never done a Money in the Bank before. I'm Vince McMahon.
I could see that.
He comes up, welcome to Money in the Bank. Thank you. And just walks away. And everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? So yeah, I don't know. If I watched NXT more, I think I would have an idea. But I don't. So I've not watched NXT in months. So I don't know. Anyway, it should be exciting though.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting. I think I'm excited too, because like after this is out of the way, then we're going to know what's going to be at SummerSlam.
That's true.
I think that's why I'm really excited about it. Is like, all right, let's get it over with. Time to. Chop chop. You got a month to tell us. Tell me now.
Not that it matters. We're still going. So
I mean, we're still going. We have tickets already. So it's not like we're going to be like, we're not buying tickets. No, we'll just be like, yes. How drunk am I getting? That's going to be the scale of this. How drunk will I be getting?
Yep.
I don't want to get too drunk though.
I do.
So like, don't make it that bad, Vince, please. Cause like,
why don't you want to get too drunk?
I don't want to be like a fucking stumbling, vomiting mess like somebody I know.
I don't be a vomiting Uber. Mess. That was somebody. Hey, that was after like what five? That was after like 9 hours.
That was after 9 hours.
So I mean,
of drinking.
Yeah.
That was never again. Are we doing that?
I couldn't do that now. No way.
No. I'd probably just be like, well, I'm going to go to bed and then never wake up. So let's not do that. All right, Vince, make a good show. Cause like, I want to be sports entertained by this. All right. So, you know, what's crazy is this week really hasn't been as busy as the past few weeks. You know? Seems like it kind of has calmed down a little bit from, you know, Vince paying people for sex. you know, it's kind of back to the whole, oh, Brock's back, and, you know. Feels like MJF was a lifetime ago.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Tony Khan did his press scrum. And it wasn't fun. Like, I watched it to see some top tier rich man on cocaine shit. And all I got was him with his eyes as big as dinner plates, just sitting there quiet. And I was like, I turned it off. I was like, what is this? What is this? I did not sign up for quiet. I hate AEW, but my God, do I love to see a train wreck. And that's what that last one was. This one, I don't know what this was. Like, but he was like aggressively hugging everybody, like very aggressively. Like, I don't know if anybody's seen the meme of how tight he hugged Claudio, but Claudio was very uncomfortable. Like, he just kind of looked like, okay, that's nice. And then, like, at one point, he had to take a potty break because Mox gave him a non-alcoholic beer. And he's like, oh, man, that went through me. And I had to go to the bathroom. It was really
cool. Oh, my God.
I'm like, from one non-alcoholic beer? Like, okay. But anyway, it was not top tier fucking coked out Tony Khan. And I, for one, am not there for that.
Disappointing.
Not. I did not sign up for that. And then, like, FTR rambled for like 30 minutes about how, like, you guys, we do it for the love of wrestling. And wrestling's just everything. And, you know, we're sitting here, we're best friends. And I'm like, dear God. And Tony's like, his eyes are like this big. And he's like, yeah, guys. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, he obviously wants to go on a cocaine spree here, so let him do it. And I turned it off because I'm like, this is boring. This is dumb. Who watches this? I only watched it because he was on cocaine that one time, and it was great. It was wonderful. Anyway, yeah, everybody online was very disappointed because they were like, that's not what we wanted. Like, we wanted
a shit show.
We wanted a shit show. We wanted, like, the biggest shit show that ever was. And we didn't get that. And I, for one, am not here for that. Tony Khan. Anyway, the only Forbidden Door results we're going to talk about is the fact that Jay White is still the IWGP Heavyweight Championship holder. He won. And he wore red. And he looked really good. And you know how I know this? Because I saw the photos. The boycott continues. I don't care if New Japan's on there. I ain't buying it.
Right.
Well, we ain't buying it.
Japan that much anyway.
I don't. But man, do I love me some Jay White. Also, by the way, that was the best part of the press scrum was Jay White. Because Jay White, first of all, he stayed in character the whole time. And at one point, Tony wouldn't help him. And he yelled at the stagehand guy. I think his name was like Tom or something. And he yelled at him. And it was like top tier Jay White. Mm. And then, like, Tony, I don't know if Tony realized that, like, Jay was in character.
Right.
Because the rest of the night, he's like, well, you know, you're not rude like Jay White is. I'm like, dude.
Probably didn't.
Yeah. It was funny. I was like, is he in character, though? Like, somebody was like, oh, Jay, are you going to come back to AEW and wrestle? And he's like, I don't know. See, I don't have to be anywhere. I could just, I sit here and they ask me to show up. So I don't know. That's the answer for Mr. Jay White.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with no, I'm not. That would be better.
No. I mean, after he was treated at that press scrum, I would not. Uh-uh. That was some bullshit. And everybody's like, oh my god, next time Kenny and CM Punk and Daniel Bryan will be there. And, like, it's going to be the best wrestling show that's ever happened in, like, all of eternity. Because, like, yeah. Mm. Also, there was a fist fight between two neckbeards. And somebody got it on camera. And it was great. You know, like, all those people watch?
Mm-hmm.
Insert two rando people watched on there. And one of them was in a leopard print shirt.
Oh my God.
He, like, tried to punch a security guard in the face.
What were they fighting about?
I don't fucking know. I'm like, wait. I'm like, weren't you like paying to be at the show because you both like AEW? Like, what are you fighting about? Like, it was so distracting that Mox looked and was like, what the fuck? And Tanahashi did not know what to do because that does not happen in Japan. Tanahashi looked very confused. Also, you know, I was a little sad because his hair wasn't as good as it usually is. Like, they showed a picture of him and I'm like, where's the good hair? There's no good hair here.
That's
he just looks like he's on a Cody Rhodes cosplay. This is stupid. Huh. So, yeah. We're done with that shit. None of that here. Also, the Sasha Banks and Naomi watch is still on, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing has happened. So, you know. Nothing's done, but you know. We're still watching.
Yeah, but not interested.
We're not really interested, but, you know, we're kind of watching. But, you know, it is what it is. All right, let's talk Raw. It was basically John Cena everything.
Mm-hmm.
John Cena, pretty much John Cena everything. Everything John Cena. And, Chris Jericho showed up in a video looking as bloated as ever.
Yeah, he looks better.
He was in a bad position. He had no angles.
Overall, he looks better.
No angles. They had him like this, so he looked like he was like hunched up with like his face like this. I'm like, did he not like angles? Really?
I think he knows.
Anyway, angles. Jericho was there. And Brian and Big Show. They call them Big Show, not Paul Wright. So I guess we call him Big Show. Also, I bet Daniel Bryan's like, man, I wish he was my brother-in-law still. Anyway. Raw started out with actually a pretty decent match.
I forgot what it was.
Sorry, I'm yawning. So it was the match to see who was going to take. So there's two spots as of Monday. There were two spots to fill. And who was going to take one of the spots?
Oh, yeah.
AJ was in it. Riddle was in it. And Shin. It was like the last chance battle royal. I think that's what they called it. And of course Riddle won, that's not who we were rooting for, but here we are. I really wanted AJ to be in it and the Miz fucked him over. So, you know, guess we're going to see the Miz versus AJ at SummerSlam.
Could be worse.
Not mad at it. It's actually a pretty good match. Like, I was sitting there pleasantly surprised by it. I was like, man, we don't ever see matches like this. It was almost like somebody else booked that first match. And whoever it was, thank you. Because you know what? I was not mad.
Good job.
It was not bad. The match was pretty good. Also, of course, we did have a canceled match because rumor is Kevin is sick. They're playing it off as, oh, Kevin didn't want to go to Texas, which kind of builds on his WrestleMania thing, how much he hates Texas.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that, but that match didn't happen. I'm assuming it's going to happen later. I'd assume. I don't know when, but later. After that, we had Bianca and Carmella have a promo. And of course, you know what I gotta love about that promo? Carmella what? Took her shoes off before she went to attack her. And that bodysuit, I would totally wear it, but at the same time, I know if I wore it, it would just be a hot mess. Like, there would be things popping out of places where they should not be popping out.
So. Most women are in that same boat.
Yes. But, you know, I think they're trying to hype the matchup. Did it work? Not really. But I see where what they're doing. I see what they're trying. Also, again, you got to remember a majority of this night was just John Cena walking around and talking to people. Which I did love that he ghosted Austin. I allegedly Snapchat 13-year-old girl's theory. That was good. I could get behind that. Also, I feel like everybody loves Cena now. Like,
everybody misses him.
Everybody misses him. Everybody wants him back because, like, we didn't know what we had. We had something good, and then we just all shit on it. And we're like, oh, it's Cena. Ugh. And then, like, the Firefly Funhouse match happened, and then everybody loved Cena after that.
That's true.
Probably because now we all realize that he doesn't take himself seriously as we take him. So, you know. And he's actually...
And like when he played Peacemaker and all that, like,
yeah, he's actually like funny and seems like a genuinely cool guy. So, you know, we kind of can't hate him anymore. The part that everybody kind of did hate was Vince decided to come out and say 5 words and then disappear again.
I mean, that's not shocking given what he's done the last few weeks.
No, it's on brand, really. He comes out, says about 5 words, and then hightails it back. The ego of this man.
No fucks given.
He gives 0 fucks. He's like, look at me, I'm going out on TV. And now people are just like, oh my God, Vince, what are you doing? Like, it's almost like I shouldn't say slow, nor is it rapid, the very gradual descent into madness. And we thought he was crazy before, but now, well, it's a whole other level of crazy.
He's not hiding it whatsoever.
He ain't hiding shit. I feel like Raw... It's so crazy because it feels like Raw was good, but at the same time was like forgettable.
Right.
Like the high points were really good and like really exciting and like, yay, everything's great. And then like everything else was just like, meh. Just like.
Flatline. Like
it was okay. Like it wasn't like, oh man, I hate that. It was just like. All right, like
it wasn't AEW.
Wasn't AEW. I'll give him that. But like I wasn't like, wow, that I wasn't like, yowie wowie, what a great episode. No, I was like, all right, like I wasn't like bored all the time, but you know, I wasn't that sports entertained the whole time. So I'll give it this. It was better than SmackDown. SmackDown was a... I don't usually watch SmackDown, guys, and I've tried to watch the past couple SmackDowns. That is a fucking chore. Like, that right there is like... At one point, I almost fell asleep. It's just not... Like, I'm excited for the Pat and Baron thing. Like, that's exciting. Because, like, they've known each other for, what, like, 12 years or some shit? Like, that'll be exciting. But, like, Roman ain't... Roman doesn't even show up to work anymore. You got Natty dressing up as Rhonda.
Huh.
It's weird. It's just weird. And I'm not here for it. Oh my gosh. Anyway, guys, I'm ready just to be in Nashville. I think I'm checking out. I'm just like, oh, Nashville. Oh, make it happen. It's true. I'm like, let's do this already. I want to go have fun. Also, I want to go to drag brunch.
That's true.
Because that place we were looking at, the food sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm, it does.
It's delicious. And you know what? Whitney said she's going to order the chicken tendies. So, the chicken tendies.
That's not very adventurous.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you just need a good chicken tendy. Like, I get it. The other day I was like, looking at a menu, I'm like, I think I'm going to get the chicken tendies.
You are too?
Well, no, not like while I'm there. I'm getting the chicken and waffles.
Oh.
Girl, I'm getting chicken and waffles. I'm not getting chicken tendies. I think I'm going to get the spicy ones too.
That'd be good.
So, we'll see. But our schedule is filling up.
Do we need to buy those tickets or what?
You pay that same day, but you could do reservations.
Do we need to do that?
Well, yeah, I could do that tonight. I didn't know what day you wanted to go.
Sunday, I guess.
Sunday at 1, I'm assuming, because you're meeting Jay Briscoe at 9?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I assumed, but I wanted to double check before I made that reservation that I had to call him and be like, hey, sorry. Yeah, we're gonna have to change that. Now, if they announce Wyndham, then it's gonna be like, hey, sorry, we're gonna change that. I don't think it's happening.
They have a pride flight.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I didn't look at the drinks before.
I mean, think about it, guys. We might as well go enjoy it because next WrestleMania, we may have to take a pregnancy test to leave the state. So, you know, we should just enjoy this one. Huh. Am I right? Ladies, me am too. I right? They're going to be like, you can't go there. You need to take a pregnancy test. And I'll be like, no, that's not happening. That would be weird. Like, do they watch you pee on it? Like, is that going to be
probably?
I cannot pee if there's an audience. I can't. I just can't. Oh man. Should we talk about that or should we keep it a little more upbeat?
Whatever you want to do. I feel like I'm dying.
Your choice. She's dying. We have no rights. it's great. It's just a hot girl summer.
Oh god,
it's a hot girl summer, but it is so far. This is hot girl summer, and it's a real fun. Okay, Starcast, I'm gonna need you to stop tweeting people you've already announced. Like, is it just me or do you think that they just don't have any more wrestlers so they're just tweeting the people they've already
probably met? Not
because like Like, I don't want to be a bitch about it, but I kind of want to be like, is there any more, or is this it? Like, this is it. I have one meet and greet. All right. Because, like, no Gallows and Anderson. No Wyndham. Where is he? No Mojo. Mojo's gone. We don't know where he's at. So far, WWE's only announced the Undertaker podcast thing, which is, by the way, after fees, $126 a ticket.
Really?
To go listen to Taker, like, ramble about Blue Lives Matter or some shit. And how, like, everybody hates him now. And how, like, wrestlers should have guns backstage and do cocaine again. So, like, yeah, no, I'm not going to pay $126 to hear basically my dad ramble. I'm good. I can hear that for free. I don't need to go do that. So, which it kind of works because it's during the GCW show. So, we already have plans during that allotted amount of time. We're going to go see Team Bussy.
There you go.
Because they are supposedly going to have the remix theme by then. It's going to be great. I've heard a snippet on Twitter and it was beautiful. So I think we're going to have a great time. But yes, can we start announcing some stuff here? Because so far it is so funny because all these neckbeards are like, oh my God, this StarCast is so much better than WrestleCon was in Dallas. I'm like, shut your mouth.
It doesn't seem like they've announced that many names.
No, they feel it's okay. Shall we go over the list now? You guys, we've been like naming the list every week and it seems like. Yeah. Okay. So I will give them this for the Flair's last match thing. They do have one match that I do want to see, but we're not going. So like, let me find the card for Flair's last match. Do they not have the fight card on here? Okay, anyway, it's Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, I think, versus Motor City Machine Guns.
Oh, okay.
So we were kind of like, ooh. We're not going to see it, though, because it's during Flair's last match, so we're not going to be there. Anyway, so here's who's currently announced. Claudio, a.k.a. Cesaro. Scarlett and Killer Cross. Killer Cross by himself. Davey Boy Smith Jr., Jonathan Gresham, New Age Outlaws, Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, The Gun Club, which is just Billy Gunn's kids, The Beautiful People, Velvet, The Godfather, Papa Shango, because it's two different days, guys. Saraya, aka Paige, which everybody lost their shit over other than us. And Whitney was like, I don't care. And I'm like, we've already met her twice, who cares? Like, we're past that.
Mm-hmm.
We're done with that. We don't need that. Not for $100 just for a photo. No thank you. Josh Alexander, Deonna Purrazzo, Eddie Edwards, I think I'm gonna do because it's $20. And I like Eddie Edwards. Jordan Grace, Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley, or the Motor City Machine Guns. You can get both. Vicky Guerrero, Davey Richards, Nick Wayne, the Von Erichs. Mike Chioda, you want to go take a picture with a referee? Go take a picture with a referee. Jacob Fatu, Flair has like 47 meet and greets. Arn. Arn's kid. Lex Luger, no thank you, because if I saw him, I'd say you killed Miss Elizabeth, you piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
DDP, Brian Pillman Jr., you could have the Four Horsemen, which is $250.
No thanks.
And like, not gonna lie, I would only be interested in saying hello to Barry, because I'd be like, okay, Barry, where's your nephew? I almost said DB. Daniel Bryan. I don't care. I'm calling him Danny Bryan. Danhausen, the Nasty Boys, Ricky Morton, Mick Foley, that Rusev and Lana one that still I don't think is selling. Rusev, Lana, Renee, Tony Schiavone. Yeah. Yeah, that's going to put some butts in seats. Nia Jax. You can spend $50 for Nia Jax. Tyler Breeze. Obviously, the Briscoes, Jay, Mark, and together. Jeff Jarrett, Nick Aldis, Bandito, Nick Gage, Joey Janela, Effie, which is my other meet and greet. Allie Ketch. I might eat Allie Ketch at this point. I feel like for 40, I should get Team Bussy together. Can we make this happen? James Storm, Rock and Roll Express, Bret Hart, Kevin Nash, Johnny Gargano, Eric Bischoff, Jerry the King Lawler, who allegedly likes 16-year-old girls, Tully Blanchard, Barry Windham, Magnum TA, JJ Dillon, Jerry Jarrett.
Meh.
Choices. That's a choice. I have two.
I have one.
Maybe three if I can talk. Okay. Would that be three though? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But yeah, I'm going to cheat meet and greets, obviously. Even though I have money burning in my pocket for these, and it's not happening. So,
see, I'm kind of surprised you don't want to meet the Briscoes.
Okay, here's the thing with the Briscoes. The Briscoes is like, I'm like in the window going, yeah, I support you, and I support them for Jen. I'm not like, wow, I need to meet the Briscoes. Like, I don't.
I just want to meet one of them. So,
well, yeah, which you have that option this time.
I know.
Hot damn. You're like, sorry, Mark. This is all about him. That cute kid, though. You have got a cute kid. But
true.
About this guy.
Cool name.
He's adorable. Mazel tov. We need to talk to him.
Now, are they taking the picture, or like, can you take the picture?
So you can have somebody take it, or you could do like a selfie. I would have somebody take it.
But somebody that works there, not like you. You couldn't take it.
I mean, I could.
Okay.
I don't think they care.
I just know you're going to make me not look fat.
Here's the thing is like, I don't think they care as long as you pay. Like, okay. I don't think it matters as long as you've paid them.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, that's a feeling I got at WrestleCon. Unless it's like a pro photo op, I don't think they care.
Okay.
But they do have somebody at every table just in case. And like, I will say they were pretty good. Like, the only one where I was like, oh my God, was the Eric Rowan one. Which I looked at the picture and I told the guy, you need to take another one. Because what is this? This is terrible. What did you do? But yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters. I'm about to like DM Vincent and be like, are you going to StarCast? Can you just tell me if you're going to be at StarCast? Because like, I will buy you a drink if you want to hang out with us. Like, do you like drag shows? Do you want to go to a drag show and talk about murder? Because listen, down for that. Our table is down for that.
That's true.
Tell me about, because he went up to Cielo Drive. And he went to Spawn Ranch. So I'm like, I need to know what's happening there. And also, bring Bill Carr with you, because that's an in I need. Please. And thank you. Oh, I should say Dutch. Bring Dutch with you. But yeah, so... StarCast is looking like a bust, which everybody's gonna hate us for that, but I don't care. Here we are.
The bust for us personally.
It is a bust for us personally, but you know what? It's because we're very worldly. Now, WWE just needs to, okay, what would you say if they were like Finn Balor for $60?
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Absolutely.
I'd be like, 60? That's a steal. That mm-hmm. is a steal. And then I would not know what to say to this man.
I wouldn't either. I'd have no clue. I'd be like, hey, you want to go to drag brunch?
I'd be like,
he'd probably like that.
I'd be sitting there like, you started this too sweet me good brother. My God. And then, of course, if AJ was like 60, I'd pay for AJ and go, Uncle Alan! Like, run over. He's Uncle Alan, damn it. Which, again, that's another one I'm sad about, is like the Good Brothers.
Right. That's strange.
Strange. Where are they? Where are our people?
It's very weird.
Our people are nowhere to be found. All we got is, like, also, I feel like they're pretty much sucking Flair's dick at this point, too. So, like, right. they want to make everything about Flair, and it's stupid. It's just really stupid. Like, really, who cares about Flair other than Conrad? Only because he married his daughter. Right?
He's obligated.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, guys, I think we're going to go since Jen looks like she's about to chill over.
I am
she's dying. This is a short episode.
I need to get some of those no-skid things in my bathtub.
Yeah, you do. Or yeah. You know what? You need a bar like I have.
But like, I've taken a shower in that shower for like 2 years. I have never once ever fell. It was very
girl, strange. I took a shower in my shower for like 12 years and didn't slip for 12 years. And then all of a sudden, I became a hot mess. And you know what it's called? We're old.
No, that is not why I fell. That is not why I fell. No, no, I refuse.
Guys, we're gonna need a life alert.
Oh my God.
But hey, like, it works out though, because if you press the life alert, the hot firefighters show.
Yeah, and they come see the 30 something year old that can't stand up in the shower. That's sexy. Oh God, I'll be naked. That'll be even worse.
See, I'm over here thinking about the long term. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. Like, think about it this way. They have to see, like, the people from My 600-Pound Life naked. So, like, they'll think we're thin.
Yeah, okay.
It's all about relativity.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm trying to be positive here. Oh, also, guys, breaking news, kind of. Joey Ryan was working at the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland. And now he is no longer employed by Disneyland.
He was outed.
He was outed. Somebody called Disneyland and told them, and now he's fired. So it's safe to go to Disneyland once again, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? There are some people who are very upset because
he was never convicted of anything.
He was never convicted. And yeah, they're like, but now he's not working in wrestling. You're canceling him because Joey Ryan got fired and it's all your guys' fault. Well, you know what? Maybe he should have. Okay. This is like the Josh Duggar thing, because he's like really upset that he's in like federal prison right now. And it's like, you know what, Josh Duggar? Don't you think the children in the videos were really upset that, like, you know, yeah, all that stuff happened? Same thing. Joey Ryan, I get it. You're a little mad that you got fired from the fucking Jungle Cruise. But like, don't you think the girls that you allegedly like fondled and did things to are a little upset as well?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I swear. What is with people lately?
I don't know. But yeah, if your own best friend, Candace, just disowned you, will talk to you more. That's so
sad. Yeah. Like, she disowned your ass.
Yeah.
Which is good. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Like, especially just in time for her to have a child who is precious. Mm.
It's true.
We don't need that around the child.
Mm-mm. And you were working at her favorite place.
Yeah. He That's probably was cool. waiting for her and Johnny to show up.
Oh, God.
Right. Which now, I am a little sad, though, because, like, we could have laughed at him.
That is true.
We could have. We were like, hey, aren't you Joey Ryan? Ha ha, loser. Is that considered harassing the talent?
Probably.
But then we could be like, don't you know what he did? And then get him fired. And I feel like that, I would, you know what, I'd be okay with that. Be okay with that. It's not like he's got kids to feed.
That's true.
You don't have kids to feed. If he had children, I'd be a little more like, oh, you know. No. No. No, no, no. Anyway, guys, we're going to go since she is looking miserable right now. And next week, we'll know who possibly still has the briefcase unless they cash in. Which I don't think you can cash in on Roman since he ain't even going to fucking be there.
That's true.
So, who will have the men's case, and if there's still a women's case floating around? Maybe. I hope there is. I hope they...
Yeah.
I hate when they cash in the same night. That's stupid. Like, Carmella's, we were there for the cash in, and that shit was amazing. So, like, come on. Let them hold it. Anyway, guys, happy last couple days of Pride. Happy last few days of us having rights. Happy Joey Ryan no longer works at Disneyland. And happy Bunny in the Bank. But until next week. Bye.
Bye.